Welcome to another episode of Living an Ultra Life. And this week, we have a guest that I'm really excited about talking to. I've actually not met this young lady yet, but I'm looking forward to seeing her the next time I head out Wyoming way, which God only knows I need to get there soon. But let's bring in Brittany Simcue. Brittany, ready to go for a little run?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, I promise you no like 50 milers or anything like that tonight.
You know, I've been really inspired by your journey, Mike. So I would totally be open to maybe training for something like that.
All right, that'll be awesome. Cool. Well, let's start out. Brittany, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you live, family, what you do for a living, all that good stuff.
Yeah, so I do live in Wyoming. I'm in Gillette, so northeast corner, kind of right in the middle of the Bighorn Mountains of Sheridan and the Black Hills Mountains of South Dakota, which I absolutely, I love it here. It's actually so beautiful. And I actually used to be a high school math teacher. So I taught for quite a few years at the high school. And it was only about 3 years ago I resigned from that. And now I'm a full-time health coach, actually, which is been such a huge passion of mine. My journey to better health has just kind of transformed in the last 5 years, and I really do enjoy it. I've gotten to do the health coaching and help my family, which is kind of cool. I have two sisters. I have a twin sister and an older sister, and we got to walk this health journey together. My older sister losing about 100 pounds, my twin sister losing about 60 pounds, my mom, all of us kind of walked through all of this together, which was kind of cool, which is why I left teaching and have my own health coaching practice now. So it's been kind of fun to be with my family. Yeah.
Cool. So now you're married, and how many kids do you have?
I am married. We have no kids, but we do have two German shepherds, which keep
us
like
having kids.
Yeah. Yep. So,
and how old are the two monsters?
One of them is, he will be 8 this year. And then the other one is 4. So,
oh, that's awesome. Cool.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's just jump into the health journey, because I think this is just amazing. So take us to the start of the health journey and what prompted Brittany to do this incredible life transformation.
Yeah. So it was back, I was about 26 years old, and I was already in the morbid obese category. I probably was around 350 pounds at that point, and struggling with a lot of health conditions. I had high blood pressure. I was diagnosed with sleep apnea, so I was on a CPAP machine. I had very bad anxiety and depression. I was struggling a lot with, you know, just like the mental health aspects of things. And then I actually, I fell down my mom's stairs on Christmas Eve and broke my ankle, my right ankle. I shattered my tibia and my fibula, broke them right in half. And it was awful. I was really, really overweight. So recovery took a lot longer than it would have for most people. And so I ended up having to have 3 reconstructive surgeries. Every time I would go back to physical therapy, I would re-break it because of my weight. And eventually I ended up getting to a full recovery, but I mean, I couldn't even use crutches because of my size. And so I was wheelchair bound. I couldn't get into my bedroom because my wheelchair was so wide. So my husband had to bring a bed out into the living room, you know, and it really, that was one of the turning points for me in my health journey. And then I finally had gotten my teaching job. And so I was in the classroom and I was trying to work through health. You know, you try all the things, and I ended up getting really sick. And I went to the doctor and I was diagnosed with pulmonary embolisms, which are blood clots in your lungs. And like I said, at this point, I'm only, you know, 26, 27 years old. And have, you know, basically almost nearly died at that point, right? Like, I didn't realize how severe it was until after the fact to have those blood clots. You know, I think they probably started in my legs and I never did anything. And then they traveled to my lungs. And so at that point, I was thinking, I have to do something, right? Like, I was on blood thinners. They told me I was probably going to be on blood thinners the rest of my life, and just poor habits and health. And so it was 2020, COVID had hit, and I had gained another additional like 25 pounds. I think I was at my heaviest recorded weight, I was 375. Oh, and man. I looked in the mirror and I said, I have to do something. And so I actually saw another teacher that I'd worked with. We worked in the same school, but I had seen her picture on Facebook that she had lost some weight. And I was like, girl, what are we doing? And so I decided to jump on a holistic approach to health, really focusing on just nutrition. And so I dove all into the nutrition of it. I lost 203 pounds in about 16 months.
Wow.
And have been maintaining that weight loss for about 4 years. And so that's been kind of awesome. I've come off of all of my medication. So I'm no longer high blood pressure. I don't have type 2 diabetes anymore. I'm no longer on a CPAP machine. So just really, really transformed my health,
That's
you know,
incredible.
after some really life-threatening things happened, right? They always
Yeah, no
have a big
kidding.
catalyst,
And
right? And I just kept
203
thinking,
pounds. I mean, that's incredible. And
yeah.
so now, as you started into, this journey, because it wasn't just the weight loss that got you to this point. It seems like there's been this whole transformation of how you see yourself and
Oh,
everything. I mean,
absolutely.
kind of explore some of that for us.
Yeah, so you know, when you start to actually work through some of the health stuff, right? And like I said, I really worked through a transformation program. And so we worked a lot on mindset. We worked a lot on habits, not just with eating, but with healthy sleep, healthy hydration, healthy mindset. And so I kind of started to explore, like, number one, why did I gain all of this weight? What were my issues with food? Clearly, I had a binge eating disorder that was undiagnosed for a really long time and an addiction, right? I mean, the food today is made highly addictive anyway. And I was really using the food as coping mechanisms for a lot of my mental and emotional health. And so, you know, I started to just kind of work through that. Obviously, I went to therapy, and I even worked through Overeaters Anonymous in the 12-step program as well, because I knew that I just had this addictive personality and this piece in my brain that was just really pushing me towards food. Yeah, I've done a lot of work with that to really focus on how can I come out of this. You know, I didn't want to lose the weight and then, you know, just like everybody else, right? You get to your goal weight and then you gain it back. Well, I didn't want to do that. Really wanted to make holistic lifestyle change. And so I knew that it was going to come down to how am I going to get into my brain and really work through some of these processes? And so, you know, a lot of trauma therapy, a lot of stuff. And so it's been very transformative in that sense as well. And learning how to process my emotions and learning how to talk to people and ask for help. That was one of the things that I was really bad at, was asking for help. And so, yeah, it's been really, really good to do that. And as you have seen too, you know, I've started to use healthy movement as one of my new coping strategies, which has been really helpful.
Through this journey, you've had an incredible team that surrounded you with your sisters and your husband as a support network. But tell us a little bit about, you also had the benefit of being part of a broader team, people that, were coaching in a long way. So talk a little bit about that system and that team.
Yeah, absolutely. So when I started this, you know, obviously I reached out to my health coach, and with her help, you know, we designed like a nutrition plan, like I said, and with that comes a community. So within that community, it's like a bunch of people that are all working towards health goals. And so I found my place in there, which was really amazing, you know. And when I was teaching, nothing, you know, bad ill to say about teaching and that kind of career, but I never had this level of camaraderie and like this trust, I guess you could say, as I do with this health community that I've been able to not only build myself, right? I coach hundreds of clients now, but you know, when I first started, there was hundreds of people that were already there waiting for me to come in and support me in my journey too. And I think that's a really powerful tool that a lot of people don't experience. You know, they go on this journey alone. They don't ask for the help. They don't seek the resources and the tools. And yeah, that's been really, really helpful for me to be not only surrounded, like you said, by my family, who were all super supportive of my journey, but also this community of health-minded people that were all working towards various goals too. So,
Yeah. And we talk about that in the ultra running community. I mean, one of the things that draws people into the ultra running community is that, there's a lot of people out there that are searching and they just want to be part of community. And, there's some communities that actually are not healthy, and when you find the community where it's like, hey, we're pursuing this journey together, then all of a sudden it becomes, this is how we're supposed to be as a society naturally, but we're not because we do the compare and, I'm better, you're better. And so tell us a little bit about some of the things that you've done to, as you've gotten healthy and as you've begun to develop these health habits, how have you developed a community around yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've been very open on my social media, on my Facebook, Instagram, TikTok about my journey along the way, which has been so transformative. And one of the things that my therapist and I have talked about is I've actually been able to use that as a tool in my healing journey. I mean, a lot of people, journal, and I love that you're doing this podcast. Like, that's really awesome. And for me, social media has been one of those tools for me to really get my story out there and really use it as part of my healing. And so I've been able to kind of build that community of support, not only like with my followers and friends on Facebook and Instagram and that kind of stuff, but they got to see me literally transform day by day by day. I was posting, and then they reached out for help. And so now it's been really cool for me to like then guide people, right, to their health and wellness goals. And now I'm running this marathon, and I never thought that that was going to be possible, but really, that truly that kind of came from this health community too. I saw some other people that went on similar health journeys, and they were like, yeah, now I'm running, now I'm bodybuilding, now I'm doing all these things. And I was like, what's next for me, right? Like, I think it's so important to not just have that end goal as your end all, right? Like, we never actually reach our true goal, in my opinion. There's always something after. And so I live by the saying, like, after the after. And so it was like, when I got to my weight loss goal, I knew I needed something else to keep propelling me forward, to keep working towards. And so I kept thinking, what's that going to be for me? And I've never ran a mile in my life, right? Like, I think I skipped the mile in PE when I was in school. And
That's
so
awesome.
I was like, not thinking that running was going to be my thing. But the more that I was like talking and working with some of these other people, I was like inspired to say, okay, well, what could be next for me? And like I said, I ended up buying a treadmill, actually. That's actually how I started to kind of get into running. I bought a treadmill, and I bought a Nordic Track that has something called iFit, which is like a fitness program, I guess you could say. And there's like hundreds of trainers. And I just started walking, and I just started learning and listening. I got the first year I got my iFit for free. So I was like, oh, well, this is cool. I can listen to all these different trainers. And I truly fell in love with one of the ultra runners on the iFit app. His name is Tommy Reverse Poozy. And I started listening to him and working out with him. And he had a beginner runner series, and I started running for 30 seconds. And I was like, wow, this is actually like my endorphins started going. And I was like, this is really cool. And I was like, you
That is
know, and
awesome.
so yeah, and so that kind of started this thought of, well, maybe I could like run a 5K, or like just try something. So
Okay, so take us on this because I mean, you went from being classified morbidly obese to what was it like the first time that you stepped outside with a group of other people and went for a run? How
Oh my
scared
gosh.
were you?
I was terrified. And in fact, one of my first group runs was actually, I traveled to Dallas, Texas for a health coaching conference. And there was a group of people, and I had been kind of running on the treadmill. I hadn't even really ran outside much. I was solely just on my treadmill by myself in the comfort of my own home. And I went to this conference, and a group of the coaches that kind of inspired me to like think about running, a couple of them had actually ran like, Chicago Marathon or New York. And they were like, hey, we're gonna go out on a group run in the morning, really super easy, laid back, 5K, like 3 miles. I was like, oh, okay, like I'll if you go slow enough, I'll go, right? And I was actually terrified. And then my anxiety spiked, of course. So then my heart rate was up. I ended up having to walk most of it, but I was so thankful that this group of people just stopped. Like, they weren't trying to get a PR that morning either. And they just stopped and walked with me and talked with me. And that was so helpful and so inspiring. And it really did. It started to kind of light this fire in me. Like, this running community could absolutely be, this next level community that I need. So,
Okay, so you go for a run in Dallas, and at
Yeah.
what point did Brittany go, I'm a little bit insane. I'm going to sign up for the Chicago Marathon.
Well, so about 3 years ago is when I ran my first half marathon. And like I said, I was very solely training on the treadmill. So I had not done any runs outside. I think I did two runs outside before I ran my first
Why?
half marathon. Two
And
runs.
which was your first half marathon?
And this is hilarious. You're gonna laugh. My first half marathon was the Mickelson Trail half marathon in Deadwood, South Dakota. It was a trail run.
Awesome. I love the Mickelson Trail. I've done
And
the marathon there. I've done
yeah.
Lean Horse Hundred. It's
Oh my
awesome. It's
gosh.
listen, it's beautiful.
It is, and it's beautiful. I was not well prepared. So, as you know, training on a treadmill and then running a trail run, I was in a
You
lot of
don't get the
pain afterwards.
downhills,
Yeah.
do
So, anyway, I finished that race and I was in a lot of pain. I realized that I definitely, if I was going to do any more, I definitely needed some training. But I had already decided too that I was going to get my skin removal surgery. So
Okay.
it was not 3 weeks after that run, I went in for my first round of skin removal. I had my a brachioplasty, which is my arms, and a thighplasty, which is my legs, done at the same time. And so I had that done, and then I was kind of out of running, which was also really hard. So the last
Right.
couple of years, I've been really getting back into it. And so started again back on the treadmill when I could. And then I really started to say, okay, like if I really want to get into this, I need to go outside. And so started kind of going outside and doing some stuff. Again, I went to another health conference, saw a bunch of the people that I had kind of ran with before. And one of the guys, his name is AJ D'Souza. Him and I had a really great conversation. He's ran multiple marathons. I think he's actually done some ultras and stuff too. And he was telling me, you know, if you want to run a marathon, like I can help you get in. He did a lot of travel or like destination marathons and
Okay.
stuff too. And I was like, yeah, you know, I'm thinking about it. And I have this personality that I go big or go home. And so I messaged him and I said, you know, if I'm going to run a marathon, I want to run a world marathon major. And he was like, that's a big goal. And I was like,
Nope.
yeah. And he told me, he said, well, you know, you can get in through the lottery or you can get in with a charity bib. And I thought, okay, well, let me try. So I ended up applying for the New York City Marathon lottery last year and I didn't
Okay.
get in. And I was like, well, shoot, that sucks. You know, like I was pretty devastated. And I
Yep.
messaged him, and I'm like, I ended up not getting in. And he was like, well, New York's kind of hard, but you could try out for Chicago. And so then this last year, was it November, I think is when it opened up. I put in for the Chicago lottery. And
Okay.
then I messaged him and I said, so I know it's not guaranteed, but you said something about, you know, charity. So I ended up deciding after I'd put in for the lottery that I was just going to actually reach out to a charity and I was going to run through a charity. So I'm running Chicago this year in October with a charity team
Okay.
and have since ran a couple more half marathons. I'm actually running another one this weekend, the Leading Ladies in Spearfish. That's
Awesome.
part of my training. Yeah, and so it's been, like I said, a lot more recent, I guess you could say, getting into this whole running and training mode.
Yeah, but you've been doing, I mean, your times and your runs is coming down and getting really consistent. You're doing awesome.
Yeah, I did hire a running coach, so that was
Okay.
helpful. And, you know, helping me not only with running, but also the lifting. I had never lifted weights before
Oh,
either.
wow.
And so he was like, we definitely need to do some strength training. I think that could help. And so,
Yep.
yeah, we've been working together for 13 weeks, I think.
Okay.
So it's, like I said, still pretty recent, but he's actually one of the trainers on the iFit. That's
Oh,
why
cool.
I saw him on Instagram and he does personalized coaching. So I reached out to him and was like, all right, let's do this. So shout out to Casey Gilbert. He's pretty awesome. He just ran an ultra marathon a couple of weeks ago too, 110 mile
Oh, wow.
and standing. But yeah. So it's been pretty cool to actually have some guided resources for getting into running Chicago. Because like I said, that first half marathon that I went in kind of blind, I realized really quickly that that probably wasn't the best idea. And so
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, I'm glad Keith's got you doing strength training, because I think a lot of people forget that, running is not just your legs, and you better have a strong core if you're going to do 26.2.
Oh yeah. And I mean, so I did go back and I reran the Mickelson Trail this year after a
Okay.
little bit of training. I just started with him and I definitely had a lot more experience. I had actually ran outside and trail races before I went.
That's
So
awesome.
that
That's
was helpful.
awesome. Well, in running in Wyoming, I mean, does it get any better than that?
No, it really truly is so beautiful. And now, you know, and I'm sure you get this, but now I'm kind of like addicted. I'm like, okay, so I'm running the Leading Ladies. And then somebody reached out to me and they're like, I'm going to do the Mount Rushmore half. You should do it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I could just see myself running all of these, you know, and I'm thinking about going to Boulder and doing the Boulderthon. So,
There you go. Awesome.
yeah,
You
I
have to
mean,
sign up for, so my favorite marathon in, the Black Hills area is the Crazy Horse Marathon. So I'll have to tell you the story about me running that one.
it's definitely been so cool. And I've loved kind of looking at different, trail races versus road races. And I know Chicago is going to be so different. It's going to be flat. I'm going to be more at sea level. And like training in Wyoming, I'm not kidding you. I swear it's just rolling hills out here for me. So every run I tell my coach, I'm like, you just don't understand. Every mile is at least 100 feet of elevation. And so like I'm exhausted.
I was telling somebody the other day, I was like, I really miss Wyoming because instead of running up this cotton picking hill and you got to run up it 10 times to get 100 feet, I could step out my door in Sheridan and in the first mile I was up to 200-300 feet. So, this flat stuff out here, I'm not all on board with it. So.
It's been fun to actually like, and that was the deal that him and I had made was I only do one training run a week on the treadmill, and that's usually my speed workout just so that I can kind of control it. But the rest of them have been outside, and I've just learned to enjoy the nature and enjoy, like I said, the rolling hills and enjoy the terrain. And so, yeah, I'm really, really enjoying this training.
So, who is the charity you're running for Chicago?
I'm running with a charity called Team Best Buddies, which is it's pretty close to me. One of my degrees, so I was a math teacher, but I got my master's degree in special ed. And so what Team Best Buddies does is they support individuals with varying disabilities, so autism, Down syndrome, any sort of intellectual or cognitive disability. And they really help support those students transferring from being a student and in school to then what happens after. So getting into the workforce and helping them live sustainable and sufficient and fulfilling lives after
Awesome.
school. And so, yeah, I'm really excited that I got to partner with them and be a part of their team.
Cool. And how's the fundraising going for it?
Good. I think I'm only like $200 or $300 from my goal. So that's
Oh, that
pretty
is so awesome.
exciting.
Okay, you'll have to give us the link and we'll see what we can do about getting you over the top.
I would love that. They put in a certain amount that you have to hit, and I was like, oh, I can supersede that. So I'm
There
excited.
you go. Good stuff. So, running journey in Chicago Marathon, and this is Chicago November or October?
It is October 12th. Yeah.
October 12th. Okay, cool. Well,
So
I'll be with you in
less than
spirit. I'll be
60 days.
running. I'll be in day two of my 48 hour in Haynesport, New Jersey. So.
Okay. Well, that's amazing. And I'm so inspired by you. And I can't wait to follow along and just kind of see all of that unfold when it happens.
Yeah, and
Yay.
likewise, I'm looking forward to following the whole marathon journey. I'm so proud of everything that you've done because I guess we've probably only known each other, I don't know, about a year through Diana, right?
Yeah.
So, it just, following your journey and your whole attitude and your openness with the struggles and everything, I admire that. I admire that you talk about the struggles and that you share that, it's not easy and all the things that you've overcome and you're still overcoming. That's an amazing journey, Brittany.
Well, I appreciate that. And I will tell you, one of the one things that I said along my way was, I just wish I knew somebody that's been through the same thing that I have to go through so that I could learn from them and ask them questions. And that's been one of the biggest things on my heart. And if I could make any impact, it would be helping that one girl or boy or whoever out there that is starting at the same place that I was at and give them hope and then also be there as a resource for them. And so, I love when people reach out and ask questions. So if anybody is listening to this and they're feeling like they have similar struggles, I am always there to help answer. So thank you for that.
You got it. All right, so let's just do this. So I'm new. I'm looking to go on a journey of a life transformation. How does Brittany begin me on that journey?
Well, it starts with just a conversation. So people just reach out to me. And then I love just getting on the phone, hearing about their goals, hearing about their dreams, hearing about what their current habits are, and chatting about that and seeing, okay, where could we make some changes? And it starts with small changes. You know that. I start with nutrition usually because we know getting your gut healthy can change so many things in your world. And so I really do focus a lot on the nutrition at first, but then just like in my journey, I needed to get that habit under control. And then I was able to really explore, okay, what does the next things look like? How about healthy mindset, healthy sleep, healthy hydration? Like I said, we work through a lot of different habits together. And I have a lot of tools and a lot of resources for my clients. And I kind of use a like just in time method, right? So it's like, I don't want to dump it all on them at once. It's like when you're there and when you're ready, we're going to give you that next step and we're going to help you walk through that. And the possibilities are endless, right? Like now I'm running this marathon and my coach never thought that that was going to be a dream of mine too. And so it's so cool that we stick together and I still talk to my coach every week. And so it's been
Awesome.
really cool to do that with my clients as well.
And it's fun because you're not just coaching other clients, you're also coaching coaches, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So I have a team. I ended up growing my business pretty quickly, and then I realized I didn't have the capacity to be able to help everyone. And it's cool because now I have all of these other people that are helping, and then I get to support in a different way, you know, and that's how I met you, right? So I'm not like directly coaching you or anything, but it was really cool to be able to like have that connection. And it's cool too because I can help people all over. So I'm not limited to Wyoming. I have clients in like all 50 states. I have a client in Japan and you know, in other countries and stuff too. And so it's really cool to be able to have that connection and be able to help them, you know, like I said, through any of their health struggles or, you know, whatever their next goals are.
Do you
So.
have to pinch yourself sometimes? Because I mean, think about this. 5 years ago, you were working a job at Campbell County High School, teaching math to people who didn't want to be taught math, and now you're helping people all over the world. Do you
It's
pinch yourself
incredible.
sometimes?
I do. And it's interesting. This morning, I went on a run. I have been dealing a little bit with like a hip issue. I think my hip was out. And so I went to the chiropractor, but I went on a run. I got stopped. And I was nervous. Like it was dark out. I had my headlamp on. And I got stopped in it. It was actually a previous student. He said to me, "Oh my gosh, do you remember me?" And I'm like, "I don't know." And then he was like, I couldn't really see him. And he was like, "Well, you taught me in junior high, you taught me math. And I just want you to know I've been watching your journey on social media and I am so inspired." And he's like, "I know you're running Chicago and I'm rooting for you." And he was like, "How many miles are you running this morning?" I said, "I'm going to try to run six." And he said, "I can't wait to see your video later." And I was like, "Oh my God."
Awesome.
Right. And so
That is
it's really
awesome.
cool to have that, like, it's almost full circle, right? Like I thought that I was going to be teaching forever and I still am teaching, right? I'm teaching these kids about grit and determination and going after their goals. And so that's kind of a cool thing too.
It's awesome. What an incredible journey. It had to have scared you. You
Yeah.
know, I mean, how many times have you faced down fears during the journey, Brittany?
Well, and I think that's one of the things too that I've learned along the way is I used to let fear hold me back, and I think so many people do that, you know. And there's really, as I was working through my journey and working through my mindset too, there's really kind of two ways that people get held back. It's either fear of success or fear of failure. And I had both along the way, right? Losing the weight, I had this huge fear of failure. Like, oh my gosh, I'm never gonna get this. Like, or even if I do, I'm gonna gain my weight back. Like, I just had this over looming thing that was over me all the time, saying all these negative thoughts. And eventually I said to myself, like, I have to change this mindset. And you know, like I said, I went on this journey, and I don't know if you've heard of Carol Dweck, but she does a lot of research with mindset and talking about, you know, living in the growth mindset versus a fixed mindset. And I taught that in my classroom, and it was like, why could I teach this to other students? And I really wasn't doing it for myself. And so, you know, I had to get out of that living in fear. And fear of success was scary too. It was like, oh my gosh, so when I do lose this weight, what's going to happen? Are my relationships going to be different? Am I going to be different with my spouse or my family or my friends? And I think the relationships have definitely changed and shifted, but in such a good way, you know? And so it's one of the things that I really want to help others achieve too, is like, you can't live in that fear forever, you know? And part of it is, right, the only way that you can truly overcome is when you face those fears and when you walk through them. And that's been huge for me. And it's definitely helped with my anxiety and my depression too, to just say, okay, I'm going to do this. You know, I'm still scared to run Chicago. And because I've been so open about it and everybody knows that I'm doing it, it puts so much pressure on me. And then I had to look back and say, that's not the point, right? The point is that I'm just living the journey out loud. And whether I finish or not, right? It's still going to be an accomplishment because I know that I tried.
You're gonna finish. You're gonna rock it.
I think so too. I totally feel that. And yeah, I'm excited,
All
but
you gotta do
also,
is just stay in the mile you're in. Do not concentrate. I think I even told you this once. Don't concentrate on how far you're running. Just
Yes.
concentrate on the mile you're in, stay in the mile you're in, and you're going to be just fine. You
It's
have to,
so
and
true.
that's the
You, I
attitude
think
you
you
have to
did
have.
comment that on a video. I had posted a video back in February that I saved because I said, I think I was running like 3 miles and I was like, how am I going to run 26 miles? I think you did comment on it. You said you're going to focus on the mile that you're in and you're going to complete it. That's like, and last week I ran 16. That was my longest run yet. And I was like, okay,
Exactly. And
I did
I'll bet you've got a 20 on the calendar to run here
that.
soon, right? There you go.
Yep.
So see,
So.
once you've run 20, you're there. I mean, it's just an easy little 10K to the finish
I
line.
know. Isn't that crazy how we think about that now? Now I'm like, this morning I said, I'm just running 6 miles. And the kid probably looked at me like, what the heck? And I was like, isn't that interesting how my mindset has shifted to, oh, it's just 6 miles.
It's not the bulk of the miles, it's the mile that you're in. And are you enjoying it? Are you taking in all the views? Are you taking in all the smells? Are you taking in everything there is to take in? And are you concentrating on, are you going to be better after this mile than you were before?
Yeah, and that's definitely something that I've had to learn on this running journey too. I was so focused on my pace and all the stats. You know, I was a math teacher, so like the numbers really were something that was interesting to me, and my heart rate and all these things. And one thing that I had to learn pretty quickly, especially training for a marathon, and I'm sure you know this for ultra running too, is like, man, if you quit focusing on all of those things and you just enjoy the run that you're doing, and like you said, the mile that you're in, it makes such a big difference.
Turn that watch face around,
Yeah.
because if you make the watch face go on the bottom side of your wrist, now you got to work to look at it. And you know what? When you learn to listen to your body,
Yeah.
you know exactly what your pace and your heart rate is. You know when it's time to eat, you know when it's time to take in electrolyte or just plain water. Your body is amazing and will tell you and communicate with you all these things. It's good
Yeah.
stuff, Brittany. I'm telling you, you're doing fantastic. I'm so incredibly proud of you. I know I've said that 100 times already, but man, you're doing an incredible job.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate you. And I appreciate just, like I said, following these ultra runners. It was so cool to like watch the Bigfoot 200 last weekend. And just, I've been so inspired by all of these amazing athletes and their stories and their journeys. And I appreciate you letting me come on here too and chat about my journey because, man, one day I am going to run an ultra and it's going to be amazing. And I'm
There
excited
you
to share
go.
that with the world.
Well, you'll have to tell me which one you're running, and maybe I'll just
Okay.
surprise you and show up at the start line.
That would be fun.
That would be an
It
absolute
probably will be
blast.
something up here in Wyoming or
I was
South
gonna say you got to do
Dakota.
something in Wyoming. One of my favorite ultras, it's the Habitat for Humanity at
Okay.
Eaton's Ranch, and it's every September.
Yeah, I'm definitely thinking of like, especially after Chicago, I'm really thinking of getting into some of the hiking and stuff too, because I really want that level of endurance. It just has been so cool to explore. So,
Endurance and durability. So,
yes.
yeah,
Yeah.
I want to be running when I'm 110 years old. So,
Me too, Mike. Me too.
and I tell people all the time, if I die on a mountain trail, just shove me over the cliff.
Same. I
There you
feel
go.
the exact same way. That's how I've been feeling as I've been going out on these trails in Wyoming too. I'm like, okay, just leave me here if something happens.
Exactly. I'll die happy. So,
Yep.
there you go. It's awesome. All right. So, Brittany, the way we love to end this podcast, and I'm sure you've listened to a couple, is name of the podcast is Living an Ultralife. When you hear the phrase living an ultralife, what's the first thing that pops into your head?
I truly think about maybe it's because I'm in this pursuit of ultra health, you being your best self for the remainder of the days that you're living. So just kind of like what we were talking about too, like living to 100 and what would that look like? And just thinking about you and your time here on earth and what you can do with it. Like I said, so inspiring to see some of these people. And I know you said not everybody's an ultra runner on the on your podcast, but people that you have interviewed, it's like, man, they have really lived an ultra life. It's like so inspiring to just see people doing that and like really going out and living their dreams.
You are definitely living an ultra life. You're living life to the full. And what is cool about it is you're dragging a whole lot of people along with you. And,
I
you
hope
know,
so. We're all going to be out there running in the mountains at 110.
exactly. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Brittany. This has been awesome.
Thank you so much, Mike. I really appreciated it.
Thanks for listening. Really appreciate you guys. We'll see you next time on Living an Ultralife.